Blog Talk Radio.
I need you, Lord.
I need you.
Oh, Father, bring
Spirit fall fresh on me. I need you, touch me now.
Jesus. Moses, Moses, I want you to go and tell Pharaoh that I said to let my people go. Moses said, well, Lord, who shall I say sent me? God said to Moses, Moses, tell them that I am God. And I said to let my people go. So what are you saying, Pastor Shirley? I'm saying that God is simply reigning on the throne. Reign, Jesus. Reign, Jesus, reign.
Thou changest not thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercy I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath I'm an heir of salvation. I've been purchased by God, born of His I've been washed in His blood. Perfect submission. And blessed, I'm watching and waiting. I'm looking above, filled with His good. Lost in His love. This is my story. This is my song. I'm praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. the day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior. Oh, amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that brought my just how you came to love me so. You look beyond my faults and thought, oh, amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that brought my liberty. I do not know just how he came to love me so. He looked beyond my fall and saw that
gonna say it again. He looks beyond. I'm so glad. I'm glad he looks beyond. I'm so glad he looks beyond my faults and through my needs. Hallelujah. He looks beyond my
Christ the Lord, oh Christ. good. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. In the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but, Lord, deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Father, we bless you and we thank you. Abba, Father, we give you glory. We give you honor, O God. We magnify your holy name, Jesus. Your name, O God, is worthy of praise. Your name, O God, is worthy of glory. Your name, O God, is worthy of honor. O Almighty God, we praise you. Almighty God, we glorify you. Almighty God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. We cannot thank you enough. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you, Father God, for always being there with us. We say thank you, thank you, thank you. Jehovah Rocky, thank you for your healing. Jehovah Nisi, thank you that you are the banner over us. Jehovah Sikunu, thank you that you are our righteousness. Jehovah Shalom, thank you that you are our peace. Oh, Father, we bless your name. We praise you. Elohim, thank you for moving in our lives in a miraculous way. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory. Father, we thank you, Lord, children this morning. Oh, God, we thank you for our grandchildren. We thank you, oh, God, for our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. We say thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Father, we not even worthy to gather the crumbs under your table. But we come to the throne of grace this morning. And we ask you, Lord, to forgive us of all our sins. Sins of omission and sins of commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And we cry out, O God, have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Yeshua Mashiach. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus, be merciful, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. O Father God, we release the blood of Jesus over the sight, the airways, the network. The blood of Jesus over this service in the name of Jesus. Father, the blood of Jesus, oh, the radio waves, the airwaves, oh, God, the internet waves, oh, God, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus be better things than the blood of Abel. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ. We suck our children in the blood of Jesus. We suck our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, let the blood of Jesus speak for us. We suck our bodies, souls, and spirit in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the precious blood, Jesus Christ. Father, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Almighty God, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, O God. Father, we ask you this morning to be a wall of fire around our children and the glory within them. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us, O God, and the glory within us, O God. Be a wall of fire. Protect us from the hands of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, keep us hidden in the secret place of the Most High, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. O Father, we thank you and we bless your name. Hallelujah. We thank you for the ministry of the holy angels ministering to us and enforcing your bidding in our lives in the name of Jesus. O Father God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, O God, that we are under an open heaven. Oh, we give you the glory. We give you the honor, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you that we walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We glorify you, O God. Lord, we magnify you, O God. Lord, we give you the glory. Lord, we give you the honor. Lord, we lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We said, thank you, Jesus. In everything, Lord, you said, give thanks, O God. You for the bottom of our heart, regardless of whatever we go through or we're going through, Lord, we say thank you. We thank you because there is victory in Christ Jesus. We thank you. We bless your name. We come against every plan of the enemy, seen and unseen, noon and unknown, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we cancel every work of darkness in the name of Jesus. Work of darkness in our lives, in the lives of our children, we cancel to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. And Father, we superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives and destiny in the name of Jesus. No weapon fashioned against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. When God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And so, Father, we bless your name. Father, we give you glory. Help us to be sensitive to what you're speaking. Help us to live a life that is holy unto you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we bless you, O God. Hallelujah. We adore you, O God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness, O God. There is no God like you. You are God from the beginning to the end. Oh, from eternity to eternity, you are God. And so we praise your name. And so we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Thank you for our children. Thank you for our spouses, oh God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for everyone under the sound of our voice and their families. In the name of Jesus. You make your ministers a flaming fire. Lord, make us your flaming fire, O God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we drink from the river of life, O God. Strengthen us, O God. We charge the atmosphere with the atmosphere in heaven in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We start this week with praises. We start this week with thanksgiving. We start this week with adoration, oh God, for you. And so, Lord, we say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Praise you, oh God. We worship you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for a special touch this morning. In the name of Jesus, help us, O God. Help us, O God. Teach us, Lord, how to do your will. Let your perfect will be done in our lives. And let the name of Jesus Christ always, always be glorified and honored in the name of Jesus. We just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Name, amen and amen. Oh, Father, this morning we pray for divine angelic assistance. Father God, we pray that, Lord, we thank you for your presence. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. Lord, when this word comes forth, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross, all of you and none of me. In Jesus' name, amen. John 21, start from verse 1. I'm reading from the English Standard Version. After this, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Hallelujah. Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Canaan in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, I'm going fishing. They said to him, we'll come with you. They went out and got into the boat. But that night, they caught nothing. Just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, children, do you have any fish? They answered, no. He said to them, cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you'll find some. So they cast it, and now they were not, and now they were not able to haul it because of the quantity of fish. The disciples whom Jesus loved therefore said to Peter, it is the Lord. When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he was stripped for work, and threw himself, hallelujah, Simon Peter, into the sea. Oh, hallelujah. The other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, but about 100 yards off. When they got out of the boat, they saw a charcoal fire in place with fish laid on it and bread. Jesus said, bring some of the fish that you have caught. So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net shore full of large fish, 153 of them. And although there were many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, come and have breakfast. Come, none of the disciples dared ask him, who are you? They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them. So with the fish, this was now the third time that Jesus was revealed that Jesus was revealed to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. Hallelujah. We've been talking about this for about a week, this scripture, and I'm going through it day by day. I pray that you are too, in the name of Jesus. We know that the last time we talked about relationship, the measure of a relationship, we talked about the meat. Have you any meat, which is the word of God? We've been going through and speaking about this in a remarkable way, getting revelation about this scripture. Hallelujah. Jesus appeared to seven disciples. This is something. After this, Jesus revealed himself again. Jesus revealed himself again. Hallelujah. We pray that Jesus will reveal himself again to us. And this is the third time that he has done it. Hallelujah. The third again. And I want you to look at the word reveal. Hallelujah. Sometimes we forget about the first and second time that Jesus revealed himself, the things that he's done, or all that he's done for us, we forget. And sometimes we go about and thinking that nothing will work for us. Hallelujah. Or we are in that place of discouragement or disappointment about what's going on in our homes, in our families, with our children. Hallelujah. But Jesus is going to use your situation, our situation that we're going through, whatever you are going through, hallelujah, Jesus is going to use that situation to reveal himself to you again. And this time, not only will he open your eyes of illumination, not only will he do, he will do even more for you. Hallelujah. What did Jesus do for the disciples? Hallelujah. After they were discouraged and went a fishing with seven of them, what did he do? Well, hallelujah, when he revealed himself again. Hallelujah. The first thing they talk about, Jesus on the beach fixing breakfast for his disciples. Hallelujah. That's why we hear that we know that Jesus is a servant of the Most High God. You see, Jesus in his rare form of humility, hallelujah, fixing the breakfast for the disciples. Hallelujah. Which is very good, because when I look at it, I see Jesus full of love, full of compassion, and he cares. And he cares. Hallelujah. Jesus will reveal, is revealing himself to the end time remnant in so many different ways, so that you can be able to praise him, that you can be able to honor him, that you can be able to glorify him. He remembers all your labor of love. He has never left you, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. So sometimes he comes through dreams. Sometimes he comes through visions, but he's going to reveal himself to you again in a tangible way that you will know that he is right there. You will not be discouraged. You will not give up. You will continue pressing and pushing on when he reveals himself to you again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He prepares breakfast, so we see humility. Hallelujah. When we look at the breakfast, we see that the fish there on the coals, and we see the bread. Hallelujah. And what do you see? This is supernatural food. The bread and the fish that he has on is not the one that Simon Peter and the rest of the disciples fish for. This is separate. Jesus is giving them that supernatural bread. Hallelujah. Because he is the bread of life. Then you, the bread and the fish, supernatural, both. What does it mean? Hallelujah. When you hear the word supernatural in Christianity, you think about the mighty and the matchless name that represents the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his holy name. We thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He reveals himself fish. You see the fish, he said, I will make you fishers of men when he first met the disciples. But he said, I will make you fishers of men, supernatural fishers of men. Supernatural evangelism has to be done carrying the gospel. Hallelujah. What else do you see? You see provision. Because they caught 153. He provides for them. Hallelujah. They're not, he provides exceedingly and abundantly. 153 for 7 men. Hallelujah. Especially during the time of famine. Hallelujah. He provides, he provides, he provides. So what I'm saying to you, when we're going through some dry periods of our lives, we can call on the name of Jesus. When we do not have finances, we can call on the name of Jesus. If you notice, he gave them the fish. They have to do what they seem must seem right. And some will take their fish to the market and get in exchange for money, depending on what they want. So he provides. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And he provides supernaturally. You see that Jesus is covered. Because for those fish to come, he said, cast the net on the right side. Jesus has supernaturally. Supernaturally, hallelujah, reveal that, hallelujah, Jesus, look out for him this week, praise him, he's going to give you, some of you been waiting for answers, but it's not over. Jesus never left the disciples. He at least he came 3 times. Resurrected Jesus. Hallelujah. To give us beautiful ashes. The oil of joy for the spirit of evidence. Hallelujah. So we bless God and we praise the Lord. We magnify his holy name. Thank you for provision. Thank you for your sovereignty. Thank you for that thank you, Lord, that we can even become a business person and sell those things and have a capital. So when you read this scripture, there's so many things you can gather from it. Hallelujah. But the knowing that he's right there, be true. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, I thank you this morning for your word. I thank you for the summary of this teaching, O God. And I pray for the impartation, O God, that the word would be rooted and grounded in us. And that your name will be glorified. Lord, I ask you this day to bless each and every one under the sound of my voice. And Father, I pray the prayer that, oh God, I pray, oh God, that you will reveal yourself. himself to us as individuals in a remarkable way. We thank you, Lord, for leading and guiding us. We thank you for your faithfulness. Father, pray a special blessing upon your children. And we bless you, O God. Desires of their heart according to your good plan and purpose. Father, we bless your name. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. May the Lord Jesus Christ reveal himself to you this week in many different ways. Tangible ways so that his name will be glorified. God bless you. Have a wonderful Sunday in Jesus' name. Amen.